Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Tom and Josh.
G'day.
How are ya?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm good, personally. Hey, let's right off the bat tell everybody the parts which you all play in leisure, so everybody knows what we're dealing with right now.
When we play live, I play the bass guitar and lend my voice from time to time.
And I lend my my soft falsetto vocals to a few tracks, and I also play a bit of one finger keyboard and nice. Trigger samples and do some effect stuff.
Wait, is that all the one finger? Or
one finger on each hand.
Yeah.
But don't ask me to do any more than that.
I like it. And what is the brief that John gave you? Because we seem to give out different briefs to this every time. Sometimes it's like, if it's dinner at Leisure's Place, or if it's like, what are your favorite songs in the history of your life ever, which is the weirdest brief ever. But what was the brief that was given to you people?
Well, I think we just picked a few songs that we really like, and songs that mean a lot to us, or songs that we're liking currently. Pretty loose brief.
It sounds on point though. That's the gist of what's cooking, I think.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay. Should we play a song? Should we play a song and just ease into it? What have you got first?
I've got a few queued up.
Got a few.
I was just kind of going from the top to the bottom, but.
Well, maybe if we start with NERD, Run to the Sun.
Nice.
Which for me is NERD were like my favorite band when I was younger, and I probably stole a lot of my style from Pharrell, who was like my idol at the time, like when Neptunes were popping off and I was getting interested in production stuff, and I kind of just wanted to be Pharrell. Didn't quite pull it off, but I was still working towards it. But they put out their first album, In Search Of, and this song was on it, and I think you could probably hear a few leisure influences in this song. It's a pity because the rest of their albums are no bueno. the current album is interesting.
Is
but,
fucking
oh, no, no, that's not the first
fire.
Album.
Okay,
that's right. Because they had a whole different band like play all the music on the first album,
and
then they decided to play it themselves. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, this is a big song that is a pretty good vibe.
Before you go, I want to talk to you. Thinking about the time we shared and how I wasn't there. It hurt me. These people overworked me. Then I heard me. Excuse me, Lord, if you have tricks up your sleeve, I'm not ready to be bereaved. I know I'm always asking for something or another, but this time, it's just time. Cause I love her.
I just love her.
Well, baby, if he don't change his mind, or fate, or time, yeah, I wanna leave you with this line. So good. guilty. Please have faith if you feel me. It goes by you here. I wanna tell you something. SOS to your ears, the only thing I ever feared was this day.
Strong mix, Ken. Nice one. That's NERD, Run to the Sun, as chosen by Leisure, who are right here with us.
Now, exciting times for you. You're coming up to the 31st of December, which happens to be New Year's Eve, as people usually know it. Obviously, you guys are playing a New Year's Eve festival.
Yes, we are.
Tell us a bit about this New Year's Eve festival.
It's called Wonder Garden. I'm sure pretty much everyone in Auckland should know about it by now.
We've hammered it home on the show.
If you don't, then what are you doing?
It's number one Auckland party.
Yeah.
What time do you guys play?
We're on at 10:20. We'll be massaging you into the main event, UMO, which will be very exciting.
A lot of people will probably be tapping out before then as well, so you might be playing some New Year's scenarios for people.
Yeah, we're basically headlining.
It's close enough.
Yeah, pretty much headlining. Yeah.
Wait, we're headlining. What do you mean?
What have they told us?
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. Because it's such a good lineup.
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah, it's like, Boy.
Right across it as well. Swidit will be
mint. Nadia Reid, Chelsea Jade, UMO.
Ruby Suns as well. That'll be cool to see.
Yeah, so you got to get there early, 2 p.m.
Is that when it all kicks off?
Yeah, Boy is at 2 p.m.
Nice.
So it's going to be fun. And I think it's like, it's going to be a pretty chill vibe. It's not going to be like R&B.
Yeah. It's going to be teenagers falling over each other.
Work out your drop kind of in your singlet.
You won't get pissed on.
Well, let's not make any promises.
It depends how close you get to Josh.
Yeah. But yeah,
or
no, it's going to be good.
If you hang out with Johnny Big Hungry, I think we might be going crazy.
Are we
going
to pee on people?
Yes.
New Year.
Hey, it depends on the party. I'm not writing anything off of 2018, to be honest. I'm just going to leave it wide open.
Anything could happen. Shit's getting weird now.
Hey, speaking of shit's getting weird, you had us queue up Dead Skeletons track.
Yes, I did.
underneath us right now appears.
They're and I think they're Icelandic. They're affiliated with
Definitely Euro.
Very Euro. Yeah. And he started making music and kind of art, I guess, when he found out he had AIDS and he went on a massive drug binge.
I didn't know that. That's so heavy.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy. Mm. And then he kind of got over the drug thing and then just started making art about the idea of kind of facing your own death and like mortality and stuff.
Strong. Well, so this track is No Death, No Fear, so.
Yeah.
Right on point, really. Yeah. Should we slip in?
Let's slip in.
Yo. We'll be right back. Dead skeletons right there. No death, no fear. So there. We actually sat through quite a lot of that. That's a strong, strong trance vibe, that one.
It's a deep strong, cut. Deep vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Hey, what's next on the agenda? You've chosen a bit of a family member.
Yeah, old mate of ours, Sam McCarthy. So yeah, we're going to switch things up a little bit now, wake you up a bit more. Boy, boy.
Boy, boy.
With his song, Boy. So he's we've been in the same circles for many, many, many years. And actually, Tom plays in the band sometimes.
Yeah, I've played, whenever he's played in New Zealand, I've played bass for him.
The bass.
But he's playing Wonder Garden. But I decided not to play it just because it's kind of hectic. Because I'm already playing.
Yeah, relax, know. Man. It's New Year's.
It's holiday time, man. Yeah,
Is he still based in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's like in Echo Park somewhere.
He's living the American dream.
Man slick on the computer. Should we drop it? Here we go. Boy,
Let's
boy.
Do it.
Mint. That would be lovely. He's playing earlier on the other.
I think 2 o'clock.
Two in the
so
PM.
So he's going to start. He'll set things off right.
No doubt. No doubt. That was Boy Boy, PS, everybody. If you were confused, that is a Wonder Garden artist. Boy Boy. Just reminding everybody what's going on. We do have leisure in the house right now as well.
Is there anything that we could do to sell this festival harder? Probably not really, actually.
It sells itself.
We're going to be there.
Line up.
What do you need? Maybe leisure might be good, actually. Boy, boy, and all the rest of those artists.
Leisure, 10:20 p.m.
10, and it will be. It'll be right on the dime as well. It'll be closely. It'll be well. Like, do we know what the weather's doing? Actually, I'm freaking out a little bit now.
I have no idea. It's probably going to be absolutely perfect.
Just good attitude.
Yeah. Positive vibes.
See, I was trying to come up with something funny, but was he on the opposite end? Same like, real negative?
Yeah.
Like, then Josh came up with something positive. I was like, oh, well done, bro.
Felt good, actually.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have been selecting tunes for us for our little segment we call What's Cooking. What is next on the agenda?
Well, we were thinking maybe a little bit of a young man by the name Matthew Young.
I've got that here. Got
that there? Great. So he's another friend of ours. We're just trying to get these Spotify plays up, make some money. Yeah, he's a guy I've been working with, just helping him finish off some of his songs. And this is his most recent song, and it's doing pretty well over in
He's a very
Australia.
Talented man.
Very talented dude.
I'm curious to hear.
Does Spotify tell you what region? You're like, oh wow! I mean, people in Melbourne love this.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Right. I think he's done well on
the stats. You talking about
Triple J?
He's been number one.
Stats are looking good. Numbers are looking good. But he's been doing well over on Triple J. The Aussies love him.
Okay.
So
it's good enough for them. It's good enough for us.
He's fucking unreal.
In the whole damn kitchen where you stashed the liquor, get it right so we can keep it going all night. And move this party back to mine. Alright, I'm thinking if you find it appealing, we turn the heat to 11, burn a hole through the ceiling. Now bottoms up, feel that fire on my tongue now. Baby, watch me doing it, done, done.
Yeah.
That's got a massive whiff of tropical on it, actually. Matthew Young. That track was called Hey. Thank you. Actually, a lot of the tracks on that record are like, hey, and then just like, just random little words like that. It's like,
people love little words, yeah. It's memes. Everything's condensing and getting smaller.
Hey, everybody. We are joined in the studio by Leisure. You're tuned into 95BFM with Johnny Big Hungry. Johnny's back there with his arms crossed as per...
There's lots of people in the studio this afternoon as we run towards Christmas.
Matt's keeping everyone
steering into a party. Matt Thompson's here. Matt Thompson enjoying some of his Victor gin.
He thinks it's TV. He just shook around like a maniac, but that was just for us. Thanks, bud. What's next? What's next on the agenda, Leisure?
A little song
Where
called
Are We Going?
Don't You Know by the Jan Hammer Group. Jan Hammer wrote the music for Miami Vice.
What?
The show back in the
80s. You're not allowed to
and
do that.
He...
It's just too great. It's too great.
The workload was essentially like every week he'd have to write a whole album's worth of music for each episode because the music was always different. And then he was just like, fuck this, this is so hectic. So he quit. And then they had to stop the show because the music was like so essential to the show.
Wow.
So he ended Miami Vice. And then, but this is good. My fiance actually showed me this song. And I was like, good on you, babe. That's mean. It's one of my favorites still.
Right, you're tuned in to Drive here on BFM with Johnny and Big Hungry and the lads from Leisure. Just about to wrap things up for What's Cooking. Hey, thank you very much. What a fantastic song that was.
It's incredible. Very good.
I
you
must say.
Google that guy and have a look at some of his photos.
For all of you listening, go on Google Images and look up Jan Hammer with the J. J-A-N.
I love how he single-handedly stopped Miami Vice.
Yeah.
That's Matt.
What a man. What a man.
Grunty grooves. I can see why that was pivotal. And now, aptly, we thought we'd go out on a Leisure tune, and you guys have recommended Money, the latest one from you chaps. What can you tell us about this tune?
This was mostly Jordan. He sent like the beat through, and it was cool because it was like a song that wasn't about falling in love or falling out of love. Because like, all of our songs are like, oh, I love you. Oh, I don't know.
This one's about cash.
Yeah.
Can't afford love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is Jordan through and through. It just kind of oozes his steez. And it's one that we played it for the first time live last night.
Mm. And is that practicing for Wonder Garden? Will we be hearing new tracks from you guys? Is that what I'm asking?
You'll be hearing plenty of new tracks from us.
Sick.
You'll be hearing
enough.
Three?
Okay.
To four new tracks?
Shit.
Yeah, three. And we'll be playing one that we haven't even like put out. But yeah. Yeah. You'll be hearing a few new ones.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good, actually. Yeah. That's good. We're blessed with this money one.
Hey, we'll see you. We'll see you on New Year's Eve down there in South Park.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks for having
us,
guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.